Okay, today's daf is Shabbat daf Lamed Gimel. We are at the bottom of Lamed Bet Amud Bet. Today's daf is again for the refuah shlema of all those who are infected by the coronavirus, and in the merit that we should see the ending of the spreading of the virus very, very soon. Ba'avon gezel hagovai ole v'harav hove u'bnei adam ochlin basar b'neim v'vodoteihim. So for the sin of theft, the locusts come and there's ensuing famine, and people are forced out of starvation and desperation to eat the flesh of their own children. Shneimar, as it stated, Shimu Adavar Ezeh Parot Bashan Asher Behe Behar Shamron. So how do we know this? Because it says that, listen to this thing, cows of the Bashan who are in the mountains of the Shamron, Ha'oshkot Dalim, who oppress the poor people, V'harotetzot Evyonim, and who crush those in need. And the Parot HaBashan, the cows of the Bashan, are actually a reference. It's a derogatory reference to women who live a very lavish lifestyle, and their husbands are forced to steal from people and just in order to support them. And this is all said by Amos in the context of a punishment for thievery. Amar Rava Kagon Hani Nashe Demchoza. So Rava says, what's similar? We have something similar, kind of in our time, which is the women of Mechoza, the Achlan Velo Avdan, who eat very fancy in a lavish manner, and they don't work, so their husbands are also forced to support them in this way. And how do we know that one is a punishment for the other? That famine is a punishment for this. As it says, Uchti Veiketi Etchem B'Shidafon V'Yarkon. Harbot Gnoteichem V'Karameichem V'Zeitim Yochal Hagazem. Basically, that the Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to strike us down with a plague to our fields, like strong winds and rotting food, and all the food will be eaten by a type of locust called a gazam. Uchtiv, and furthermore, it's written Yeter Hagazam Achal HaArbe. And that anything which the gazam, which is one type of locust, left over, a different type of locust will come and consume, so we'll really have nothing left. V'yeter ha'arbe achal ha'yelek, so whatever the locusts leave over, a certain type of worm will consume. Ha'yelek achal, yeter ha'yelek achal ha'chasil, and whatever the yelek leaves over, the chasil will eat. V'chtiv, and furthermore, it's written, v'igzor al yamin v'rav v'yochel al smol v'lo sevu, ish basar zuro'o yochelu. And so a person's going to take from the person to the left of them and still not be sated. They're going to take from the person to the right of them and still not be sated. And ultimately, they're going to have to come to eat the flesh of their own arms. Al tigri basar zuro'o ela basar zaro. And so don't read that you eat from the flesh of your own arms. Rather, you eat from the flesh of your zera, your descendants. And that's how we know that this is a punishment for thievery, the fact that there will be locusts, ensuing famine, and ultimately a desperate situation where you need to eat the flesh of your own children. Okay, be'avon inoy hadin, so more punishments and their averas and their punishments. Bavon inoy hadin, ve'ivut hadin, ve'kilkul hadin. These are three types of improper judgment. One of them is like pushing off judgment and not giving someone a speedy trial. One is intentionally misconstruing the judgment, and one is just not being careful enough in judgment so that it leaves the wrong judgment, but you could have gotten it right. Ubitel Torah, and furthermore, neglecting from studying Torah. Cheruv ubiza rabba, v'dever ubatzora ba. So the following things come: sword, meaning being struck by the sword by enemy armies or pillagers, and furthermore, you're going to have wild or pestilence and famine. Ubnei adam ochlin ve'enan svein. There's not enough food for everyone. Ochlin lachman b'mishkal. There's a very, very small amount of bread. Dichtiv, as it's written. So how do we know that this comes for these punishments? As it's written, ve'heveti alechem cherev nokemet nakam brit. Right, so I'll bring upon you a sword that avenges the vengeance of the covenant. Right. So what's brit referring to here? What covenant? Ve'en brit ala Torah. Brit is a reference to Torah. Shenemar, as it's stated, im lo briti yomam. The continuation of that pasuk is Chukot Shemayim Va'aretz Lo Samti. This is basically a pasuk in Yirmiyahu that Kadosh Baruch Hu says that if it's not for my covenant, my Torah being studied day and night, the laws of nature would basically cease to exist. It's what's keeping the world intact is the Torah studied day and night. Kind of a deeper understanding of that is to understand that if a Kadosh Baruch Hu, if a Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world for a certain reason, that reason, that mission can only be accomplished through the or is not being going to be accomplished in this, unless Torah is being studied, then by the fact that we are learning Torah, we're essentially doing what the we're facilitating the reason for what the performance of the reason for which the world was created. And if we ever stopped facilitating the performance of the reason for which the world was created, there would be no point in having the world. So that's the reference of the Cherev coming at, in exchange for not keeping the Brit, which is not learning Torah. And furthermore, Uchtiv b'shivri lechem mateh lechem v'afu eser nashim. Right, so this is when there's not enough bread, and so all women can 10 women can bake in one oven because they have such small amounts, and they all fit. All their bread fits in one oven. Uchtiv, and furthermore, it's written ya'an uvi'an mishpatai ma'asu. Right, so you rejected my. This is all coming because you rejected my ordinances. Right, mishpatai, but could also be read mishpati, as in my mishpat. So we understand that all these things. The cherev and the bittul Torah and the not enough food come along by doing something wrong with mishpat. And so that's what we said, the three different things wrong that you can do with mishpat, with judgment, is if you're a judge and you delay the judge, or you intentionally or unintentionally mess up the judgment. Furthermore, more avedas and their punishments, ba'avon shivuat shav. So for the punishment of a false oath. Shavuot Sheker, meaning Shavuot Shav is an unnecessary oath. It's like swearing something that's obvious in the name of God that doesn't need to be sworn. Pick up a blue pen and say, I swear this is a blue pen. Shavuot Sheker, or a false oath. V'chilul Hashem, and desecrating the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chilul Shabbat, and desecrating Shabbat. Chaya Ra'ba, so wild beasts. Come, ubehema kala, and then all your domesticated animals are killed by them. Ubnei adam mitmatin v'adrachim mishdomin, and so people are the population goes down, and the ways, the highways, the pathways become empty and desolate. Shneemar, how do we know that that this is the case? V'i, as it's written, as it says, V'i mebe'ela lo tevasru li. Right. So if in spite of all these things, you do not turn to me. Right. So be'ela means all these things. Altikri be'ela ela ba'ala. Right. Ba'ala, which is spelled the same way, refers to swears. So we understand that these things come. Because of swears, because of averas that come by swears, right? But what are the things that come? Uchtiv, furthermore, it's written, Vishlachti bechem et chata sadeh. So I will send upon you the wild, the savage animals. In which case, we understand that the sending of the wild animals comes as the result of not listening to God as it pertains to making swears. Uchtiv b'shvuat sheker. Furthermore, it's written by false swears. Velotish avu b'shmi l'sheker. Right. So don't swear in my name falsely. And then it's written v'chilalta et shem elokecha. Right. And that's how you desecrate God's name. In which case, we have the link between desecrating God's name and swearing God's name falsely. Uchilul Hashem uchtiv. And then by making a desecration of God's name, it's written velotichalu et shem kochi. Do not desecrate my holy name. Uchilul Shabbat uchtiv. And then by chil Shabbat. It's written, "Michalei amot yuma," the desecrators of Shabbat will be put to death. In which case, we have a link, gzera shava, from chilul by Shabbat from Shabbat to being mechalel Shem Hashem, being desecrating God's name to swearing falsely, and that links the three up them. V'yalef chilul mishvuat sheker, right? And so, from the fact that we have a punishment for swearing falsely, which is the wild beasts, right? And we can make a gzera shavah from chilul to being mechalel Shem Hashem and being mechalel Shabbat. So then we have the same din that we kind of link them all together for the sake of this punishment. That all these things result in the punishment that we mentioned earlier, because they're all linked together with the common word chilul. So for murder, Beit HaMikdash Charev, the Beit HaMikdash will be destroyed, v'shchina mistaleket miYisrael, and the divine presence will leave Klai Yisrael Shneimar velo tachnifu. Right. So first of all, it's important to understand that this prophecy, this statement is mentioned in the context of murder. So all this is mentioned in the context of murder, and it's written that you should not bring guilt upon the land of Israel. And you shouldn't make the land that you're dwelling in tame, asher nishochen betocha. And furthermore, that land that I dwell in, ha temetami mota inchem yoshvim ba, ve'eni shochen betocha. Right. So basically, you're not to make this land tame because you dwell in it and I dwell in it. But if you were to make it tame, then I would stop dwelling in it and you would stop dwelling in it. Right? And that's how we know that that for the transgression of murder, Kadosh Baruch Hu would kick us out of Israel and leave the land entirely, because he only will be in a land, and we can only be in a land if it's tahor. But once we make it tame, we won't be dwelling there, and he won't be dwelling there. Bavon gilei raiot, and furthermore, for forbidden sexual relations, ve'avodat kochavim, and for idolatry, ve'hashmatat shmitin ve'yovlot, and failing to observe the Shemitah year and the Yovel every 50 years, galut ba le'olam, so there's an exile for the entire world, magilin megalin otan uva'in acharim ve'yoshvim koman, and then other people come to dwell in the land of Israel after we're kicked out of it, shne'emar ki et kol hato evot ha'el asu anashim ha'aretz, right, the people of the land did all that was an abomination in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'chdiv titameh ha'aretz Vefkod ona aleha, that the land will become impure, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will recall all the sins that was put upon it. Uchtiv velo taki haaret etchem betamechem. Right. And furthermore, it's written that that as a result of this, we'll be kicked out. The land is going to the land itself basically will spit out all the people inside of it. So we see there the link of to'evot, the abominations, which is forbidden sexual relationships, and the reference to being kicked out of the land of Israel. Also, that it's that doing this will be metame the land; it will make the land tame. Earlier, we saw that being metame the land is also something that results in being kicked out of the land of Israel. Now we have avodah zarah. Why avodah zarah results in being kicked out of Israel? Bevodot chavim chtiv and nadati et pigrechem. Right, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "I'll throw your dead carcasses on your shattered idols." And he says, and then I'm going to break your sanctuaries, I'll destroy your sanctuaries, and I'll scatter you amongst the nation. And so being scattered amongst the nations is directly linked to being with our Avodah Zarah. Mishmitin v'yovelochtiv az tiratzei ha'aretz et shabtoteha kol yimei ha'shama v'atem ba'aretz oy veichem. So the... You know, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will send us to the land of our enemies, and then the land can, you know, sit its for its sabbatical years, meaning Uchtiv kol yimei hashama tishbot. Right? So basically, if we're not going to adhere to the Shemitah and the Yovels, so what's HaKadosh Baruch Hu going to do? He's going to kick us out, and the land will remain empty, and then the land will have all the rest that it needs. Bavon navlut pe sarot rabot v'gzerot kashot mid chadshot u'bachur sonei Yisrael meitim yotomim amanot soakim ve'enan ne'enim. So for nivel pe, basically speaking inappropriately, what happens? So a lot of tragedies happened to Klal Yisrael. Very harsh decrees are made against them, and the young men will die, and the orphans and the widows will cry out, and no one will answer them. Shne'emar al kein al b'chorav lo yismach Hashem. So therefore, the youths Hashem will not rejoice for them. Vet yitoma vet amonotav lo yirachem, and you won't have mercy on the orphans and the widows. Ki chulo chanef mera. Because they are all, you know, involved in evil, the chol ped dover nevela, and their mouths are speaking inappropriate things. V'chol zot lo shavapo, and still HaKadosh Baruch Hu's anger will not subside. V'od yado netuya, and his hand is still outstretched. Okay, my ve'od yado netuya. So we just mentioned the link between nivel peh, between speaking inappropriately, and all these bad things that happened to the young man in Israel, and then their orphans and their widows not being answered. But we said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand is still outstretched. What does that mean? V'od yado netuya, amar Rav Chana bar Rava, hakol yodin kala lama nichnasa l'chupa. Ela hakol haminabel Piv afilu chotmin alav gzardin shel shivim shana letova hofchin alav lera. So basically, this is just like a reference to what it means to speak nivel peh, and they understand this to be true. Basically, they're drawing a link between the words ve'od and ve'ad, right? So ve'ad is a reference to forever, right? La'ad would be forever, and therefore that this punishment can come about for someone for their entire life. We'll explain what exactly that means. Basically, what's an example of speaking nivel peh? Basically, what Rav Chanan bar Rava says is that when you have everyone knows why a bride is going under the altar. She's getting married. Everyone knows, you know, what she's about to do. Everyone knows she's going to get married, and everyone knows what happens on the wedding night. And everyone knows, basically, like, meaning a lot of things are known about the wedding night. They're inappropriate things, and everyone knows what's going to happen. That doesn't mean that you're allowed to talk about them. There are topics you're not supposed to speak about, and if you do speak about that, it says, but that person who, you know, says them explicitly, that even if he has like a favorable din that's sealed for the rest of his life, and that's the reference to va'ad, meaning he's supposed to have mercy and rachamim forever, for his entire life, even still, Kadosh Baruch Hu can turn over his din for speaking inappropriately about the bride on her wedding night. Amar Rabba Bar Shila, Amar Rav Chisda Kol Menapel Et Piv Me'amikin Lo Gehenna. So anyone who speaks inappropriately, heaven is made deeper for him. Shene'emar, as it says, Shuka Shucha Amuka pi zarot, right? That the like a very deep pit awaits those who speak inappropriately. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar Af Shomea Veshotek. Anyone who hears, even anyone who hears something inappropriate and doesn't say anything or just remains silent, Shneimar Zu Mashem Yipol Sham. Right? That the ones who are hated by Kadosh Baruch Hu will fall there as well. Similarly, Amar of Oshia, Kol Memarek Atzmo Le'Aveira, Chaburot Pitzayin Yotzebo. So anyone who kind of avails himself to Aveira, right? Not just talking about someone who does an Aveira, but someone who kind of allows himself, he literally opens his day to do Aveiras, like already from even before you do them. If you say like, you know, I'm leaving my day open to do something wrong today, so you're visited by wounds across your body. Shneimar, as it's stated, Chaburot Upetza Timrok Bera. Velo od elashanidon behadrukon shneamar umakot chadre vaten. Right, so it says about that person that wounds will come to a person who clears himself out for the sake of evil, and we understand it means like he clears his schedule in order to do evil things, and furthermore he'll develop the sickness. It's a stomach illness known as hadrikon, as it's written that he'll also get a punishment, an ailment of the stomach. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak siman la'avera hadrikon, right, that if someone has hadrikon, it's a sign that they're doing something wrong, they're a sign that they're committing averas. Tanur banan shosha minei hadrikon hen, there's actually three types of hadrikon: shel avera avav, shel ra'av tafuach, v'shel ksafim dak. Right, so his skin becomes thick if he's doing hadrikon, and if he gets an hadrikon because of doing averas, his skin becomes swollen if he gets hadrikon because he's just starving, and his skin becomes very thin if he gets hadrikon from sorcery. Shmuel HaKatan Chashbe. Shmuel HaKatan got Hadrikon. Amar Rabbeinu Shel Olam, mi mafi. So he says, Master, you know, everyone's going to think that I'm doing something wrong. Everyone's going to assume that I got Hadrikon from doing an Avera, but you know I'm not doing anything, I'm not doing anything wrong. Itzai, so that Kadosh Baruch Hu basically cured him, so no one would suspect him of doing an Avera. Abaye Chashbe. So Abaye himself got Hadrikon. Amar Rava Yadanabe Benachmani Demechapin Navshe. So everyone knows about Abaye that he starves himself, right? So, you know, he takes upon a lot of fasts upon himself, in which case everyone should know that he gets Hadrikon because he's starving and not because he did any averas. Rava Chashbe, so Rava himself got Hadrikon. The Ha Rava Hu Amar Nafishe Kitele Kedar Manipeche Kafan. So Rava himself was the one who says that more people die by holding themselves in and not going to the bathroom than through starvation, in which case holding yourself in and not going to the bathroom is one of the causes of Hadrikon. But because he himself was very aware that that's so problematic, so he wouldn't have held himself in which case we can't assume that he got Hadrikon from holding himself in, and he doesn't starve himself. So what exactly is the reason that he has it? Everyone's going to think that he has it because he did averas. Shani Rava, well, no, Rava is different. The Ansi Le Rabbanan Be'idana Bal Korche, because his attentiveness to his students in whenever they need him prevents him from going to the bathroom regularly, and so even though he's aware of the dangers that it comes with, he still does it for the sake of his students learning. Tano banan arba simanin hen siman la'avera hadrikon, lasinat chinam yarkon siman legasut haruach aniut siman lashon hara askara. So there are four kind of ailments or four signs that you're doing something wrong. If you have hadrikon, it's because you're involved in illicit relationships. If you have sinat, if you have jaundice, because you have sinat chinam. If you have if you have like poverty in Torah, basically, I mean, you don't know very much Torah, it's because you're very arrogant. Even if you don't know a lot, if you learn a lot, but you don't know a lot of Torah, it's because you're very arrogant. And if you have a throat illness known as Askara, it's because you speak Lashon Hara. So Tanu Rabbanan, Askara Bala Olam. So for what reason does Askara, throat illness, come to the world? Al Hamaser, because you didn't. It's for people who don't bring proper Maaser. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon, Omer al Lashon Hara. Rabbi Shimon says it's because people speak Lashon Hara. Amar Rava v'itema Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Maikra. So how do we know that that's the case? What's the pasuk that teaches me that that's the punishment for that? Avera v'hamelech ismach be'Elohim yitalel kol hanishba bo. So the king will rejoices in God and he glorifies everyone who swears by him. Ki yisacher pi do. Because the mouths of the liars will be stopped, and therefore we see that Askara, which is which is the same shorash as Yisaker, is in reference to Dovre Sheker, someone who speaks falsely or speaks slanderously. Ibailahu, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yosi, Alashon Hara Kamar. O Dilma af al Lashon Hara Nami Kamar. So Rabbi Elazar by Yossi, we see him saying that that it's because of Lashon Hara. But was he cholik on the original teaching that it's because of people who failed to bring their Meiser or failed to bring their tithes? Or did he say, in addition to not bringing Meiser, it can also be developed because of speaking Lashon Hara? So was he being cholik or was he adding? So Tashma, Kshinchsun Rabbeinu Lekerem B'Yavne Hayasham Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai Nishala Shela Zo Bifnehem. So this question was asked before those three Rabbanim. Make Zo Mipnei Ma Matchelet Kivnei Me'ayim Vegoremet Bepeh. Why does this sickness of Askara start in the stomach and end in the mouth? Or the illness starts in the stomach and then ends in the throat and in the mouth. Nana Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Eli Rosh Medabrim B'chol Makom Ve'amar. So Rabbi Yehuda, who's always the first one to speak, starts speaking as follows. Af al pi sheklayot yoatzot velev mevin veloshon mechatech pe gomer. So even though it's the kidneys that make you want to say something, that tell you, you know, that give you your gut feeling like, oh, I should say this, and the heart understands what it should say, and then the tongue is what, you know, formulates the words themselves, it ends off in the mouth. So when you speak badly, it's going to ultimately result in a sickness of the mouth, because the mouth is the one that is the final place of speaking badly. Nana Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yosi Ve'Omer Bipnei She'Ochlin Ba'Dvarim Tmeim. So he says no. It's because you get this sickness as a result of eating tamei things. Dvarim Tmeim Zalgadaitach. Wait, would you get such a terrible sickness of Askara, which is the worst of all sicknesses, because you ate tamei things? Ela She'Ochlin Ba'Dvarim She'Ena Metukanim. Rather, you ate things that are not properly, that you didn't bring the proper Meiser for. So he clearly holds that you get a punishment of the mouth because you ate things that didn't have Meiser taken from it. Nanda Rabbi Shimon va'amar be'avon b'tal Torah. So Rabbi Shimon says it's because you didn't learn Torah properly. Amru Loeb, they challenge Rabbi Shimon's statement. Nashim Yochichu, can't you learn from the fact that women can also get this, that it's not a punishment for not learning Torah because they're not chayiv in learning Torah? Shimvatot et ba'alehen. Yeah, but they can get it for stopping their husbands from learning. Nachrim Yochichu. But then non-Jews shouldn't get it either. Non-Jews can get this, but they're not chayiv in learning Torah, and they're not chayiv in anyone's Talmud Torah. Shimvatot et Yisrael. Yeah, but they can cause Klal Yisrael to stop learning Torah, and that's why they would get it. Tinochkot Yochichu, but also young children can get it who are not chayiv in learning Torah, and they're not stopping anyone from learning Torah. Shemvat l'nevi'an, yeah, they're stopping their fathers from learning Torah. Tinokot shel beit rabban yochichu, but then school children, you know, young children by their rabbi will prove it, because they can also get it, but they are learning Torah. So what's the deal there? Hadam kide Rabbi Gurion de Amar Rabbi Gurion v'itema Rabbi Yosef b'Rabbi Shemaya bizman shel tzadikim bedor tzadikim nitpasim al hador ein tzadikim bedor tinokot shel beit rabban nitpasim al hador. Basically, when they're righteous people in the generation, then the righteous people are punished for the sins of the entire generation. They kind of like bring forgiveness for everyone by taking the blow for the generation. However, if there are no righteous people in the generation, you know who gets punishment? It's the Tinogot Shel Beit Rabban. They get the punishment. They're considered the most righteous, most pure people, and their punishment they get the punishment that that's bared for the entire generation, so that everyone can be everyone can have tshuva. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak bar Zeiri ve'amri le Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Nizira ma'ikra. So okay, how do you know that? What's the pasuk? Ve'im lo tidi lach hayafe ben Hashim. This is a pasuk from Shir Hashirim. So if you don't know where to go and to graze, tzi lach be'ikve hatzon. So follow the footsteps of the sheep. Ve'amrinan gedim hamushkanin al haroim. Because the kids are here memushkanim refers to like a collateral for the shepherds, but basically the kids, you know, if you find where the sheep are heading to graze, then you're going to know where you're going to be able to graze, and we kind of teach. We kind of use a play on words of the word mimushkan to mean the collateral, and therefore the kids are a collateral for the shepherds. The shepherds, the ro'im, are referring to the tzaddikim of the generation, and therefore the kids are in the place of the tzaddikim of the generation. And that's how we know that if there are no tzaddikim, the tenikot shel beit rabban assume the punishment that they would have received on behalf of the generation. So Shmamina Alashon Hara Nami Kamar Shmamina. In which case, we just saw that Rabbi Elazar Bar Yossi believes that Lashon Hara Rabbi Elazar Bar Yossi, who says that Maiser is a Rabbi Elazar Bar Yossi said earlier that Lashon Hara is the reason for Askara, but here he said that Maiser was the reason for Askara. So we can learn from here that it's in addition and not instead of. He wasn't being cholek. He said he believes that eating untithed foods and Lashon Hara can bring about Askara. V'amai karu le Rosh Medabrim. So why was Rabbi Yehuda the first one to speak? The Yativ Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, V'yativ Yehuda ben Gerim Gabai. Who patach Rabbi Yehuda ve'amar kama na'im maaseh shel umazos. So Rabbi Yehuda and but a number of Rebbeim were kind of sitting together, and Rabbi Yehuda was the first one to speak, and he said, how great are the actions of this nation, meaning the Romans, Tiknu Shvachim, right? They made the marketplaces, Tiknu Gsharim, they made the bridges, Tiknu Mercharzot, right? They made the bathhouses and the aqueducts, yes, and the aqueducts. Rabbi Yossi Shatak, Rabbi Yossi was silent, Na'ana Rabbi Yehuda ben Shimon bar Yochai ve'amar, so Rabbi Yossi was silent, and then Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was like, yeah, but I mean, they did it all for themselves. They didn't do that for us. Tiknu shvakim la shiv behen znut, amirchotzaot la aden behem atzman, gsharim litolen meches. So the reason they had marketplaces is so that they could do prostitution, and the reason they have bathhouses is they can make their bodies better, and the reason that they have bridges so they can collect taxes from Ahalach Yehuda ben Gerim siper divrayim. Yehuda ben Gerim went and kind of said what they spoke about, and nishmu l'malchut, and then eventually it got back to the authorities what had been said. Amru Yehuda she'ila, so Yehuda who spoke positively of them, yit'ale, he should be raised up, right? And that's why he's the Rosh Medabrim. Yossi Sheshatak Yigal Latzipori. So Rabbi Yossi, who was silent, he should be exiled. Shimon Shegina Yehareg. And then Shimon, who spoke negatively about us, he should be put to death. Azal Hu Ubare Tashu Bemidrasha. So Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and his son immediately fled in order so that they would not be killed, right? Interesting that this story, by the way, of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai appears on what daf and Shabbat? Lag, right? Just Lamed Gimel, 33. It's a good mnemonic to remember where this story appears about Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Kol Yoma Hava Maiti Luhu Debitu Rifta VeKuza Demaya Ukrache. So every day, so they went and hid in a cave, and every day, every day Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's wife would just bring them water and bread so that they could stay alive. Kitakif gezerta amar le livere nashim daten kala lehen dilma mitzar le u megalia lan. So Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said to his son, once the gezeras got even worse, that he was afraid that women are persuadable, and if his wife gets tortured, that she's gonna tell the Romans where they're living. In which case, so So they went and hid themselves in a cave. Originally, they were not hidden in a cave, but now they went and hid in a cave and didn't tell his wife where he was, so that no one would know the location of their hiding and they could stay safe. Itrachesh nisa ibrilu charuba ve'ina demaya. And then a miracle happened for them that a carob tree and a spring of water came up next to them so that they could eat and drink and stay alive. And they took off their clothing and they sat up to their necks in sand. Kula yoma garsi, and they would learn Torah all day. But inan slui lalshu mikasu umatslu v'hadar mishlachu minaihu kihechi delo liblu. Right, and then when they came time to davening, they would get out of the sand and they would put on their clothing, and then they would, when they were done davening, they'd go back into the sand because they didn't want their clothing to wear out. They didn't know how long they were going to be there. Itvu treisar shane b'ma'arta ata Eliyahu v'kam apitcha d'ma'ara Amar man lodi labar yochai demit kesar ubatil gezerte nafku. Right, so they were there for 12 years, and then Eliyahu came to the mouth of the cave and said, "Who's going to tell Bar Yochai that the Caesar died and the gezera against him was canceled?" And so then they came out of the cave. Chazu inish deka karavi vezare. Right, so they, what did they see when they left the cave? They saw a person was planting in his field. Amar manichin chayolam v'oskim b'chayeshah kol makom shenotnin einehem miyad nisraf. So he said, well, why are these people, not engaging in Torah learning? Instead, they're planting fields. They're dealing with matters of this world, but not matters of the next world. Yasta bat kol v'amra lehem l'achriv olami yatzatem chizru l'marechem. Right. So a heavenly voice went out and said, why did you leave the cave? Just to destroy my world? You're gonna set fire to everything that you look at, because you're so mad at everyone? Go back to your cave. Hadur azu itvu treisa yarche shata amri mishpat rishayim begehenum shneim esar chodesh. Right, so they went back into the cave for another year, because they knew that the judgment for a wicked person in Gehenna is no more than 12 months, in which case they believe they did something wicked, and therefore the maximum amount of time they would need to stay is 12 months. So then a heavenly voice came out and said, you should leave the cave. Nafku ki hava kol hecha de hava bache Rabbi Elazar hava masi Rabbi Shimon amar lo b'ni dai le'olam ani ve'ata. So wherever Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's son, Rabbi Elazar, would look, it would start bursting in flames, and Rishon Bar Yochai would look at it, and then he would fix it, and he would say, you don't need to be mad at this world, right? It's enough that you and I are learning Torah full time. Everyone else can go about their normal business. Bahari panya demale shabta chazu hahu saba dahavat nakit tre madane asa urahit benishmasho. So before Shabbat, they saw a certain old man holding two myrtle branches right before Shabbat. Hani Lamalach, Amrulei Hani Lamalach, Amrulu Lichvot Shabbat. So they asked him, what are these myrtle branches for? They said, it's for Kavod Shabbos. Tisgilach Bechad, they said, well, one should suffice for Shabbat. Chad Kneged Zachor, Vechad Kneged Shamor. He says, no, one is for Zachor, one is for Shamor. Amrulei Lebreis, Rabbi Shomar Yechad said his son, Chazikam Achavim Mitzvot Al Yisrael, Yativ Dataihu. So he said, look how precious Mitzvot are to Klal Yisrael, that they're going above and beyond. And then they were appeased and they realized, okay, the world is as it needs to be. People care about Torah and Mitzvot, even if they're not learning constantly. Shema Rav Pinchas ben Yair Chotne V'napak Lafe. So Rav Shimon ben Yair, Rav Pinchas ben Yair, sorry, most famous for his talking, for his really, really frum donkey, went to greet him because he's his son-in-law. Aile lepe b'nei havaka arich le bisre. So they went, so Rav Pinchas ben Yair took Rav Shimon Bar Yochai to a bathhouse, and he was massaging him. Chazei dehava be pilei begufe, and he saw that he had a lot of cracks in his skin that he got from sitting in the sand for so long. Hava ka bachi veka natru damat ene veka metzavcha le. So then Rav Pinchas ben Yair started crying by the pain that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was in. Then his tears dripped in the cracks of his skin, and Rav Shimon Bar Yochai cried out in pain from that. Amar lo oili shera'itcha. Oili shereiticha bekach. So Rav Pinchas ben Yair said, woe is to me who sees you in such an awful state. Amar lo ashrecha shereti na bekach sheil male lo raiti na bekach lo matzata vi kach. So no, yeah, he says, woe is to me who have seen you in such a awful state. And then Rav Shimon Bar Yochai says, no, you're fortunate to see me in this place, because this is also when I'm at the peak of my Torah knowledge, and so it's better to see me in this state even though I'm in pain when I know more Torah. Demikara ki hava makshi Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. hava mifarek le Rav Pinchas ben Yair trese peruke lasov ki hava makshi Rav Pinchas ben Yair kusha hava mifarek le Rav Shimon bar Yochai esrin va'arba peruke. Right, originally when Rav Shimon bar Yochai would ask a question, Rav Pinchas ben Yair would give him 12 answers, and now Rav Pinchas ben Yair would ask a question, Rav Shimon bar Yochai could give him 24 answers. So you could see just how he was at really at the peak of his Torah knowledge. Amar hoyel vitrachesh nisa easily vit ave itkin milta. So Rav Shimon bar Yochai says, since a miracle happened to me, I should really go benefit the community in some way. Dichtiv, and how do we know that when a miracle happens for you, you should go benefit the community somehow? As it's for it's written, vayavo Yaakov shalem. So Yaakov came back from Esav after being threatened by his life. He came shalem. Amar Rav shalem begufo, shalem b'mamono, shalem b'torato. He came whole in every regard, in his health, his bodily health, and his money, and in his Torah. He was whole. Vayichan et pnei ha'ir, right? And he encamped before the city. Amar Rava. So what did he do? Encamping before the city, meaning is a reference to him benefiting the city in some way. Amar Rava matbeh tikin lehem. So Rava says that he made a new coin for them to benefit them. Shmuel Amar shvakim tikin lehem. Shmuel said that he made markets for him. Rabbi Yochanan Amar merchatzot tikin lehem, that he made bathhouses for them. So these are all the ways that we see that Yaakov Avinu benefited the city that he came to after he was saved from Esav. We're going to see exactly what Shimon bar Yochai did tomorrow, but we're going to stop here. Chag Sameach.